Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you're listening to Wrestling Observer with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as we are every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Here to largely talk the biggest pay-per-view event of the summer, at least in pro wrestling. It is WWE's SummerSlam pay-per-view coming up today from Los Angeles. John Cena versus Brock Lesnar is the main event of the show. Stephanie McMahon versus Brie Bella. Dean Ambrose will be facing Seth Rollins. We're going to run down all of the matches on the show. We're going to give you our predictions as well as look at the betting odds for the show as of a couple of hours before it kicks off. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about all of that. Plus, there's a lot of news to get into this week that we shall touch on. Yes, there was a UFC last night. Ryan Bader in the main event against Ovince St. Preux. We'll get some thoughts from Mike on that one. We'll talk about all of the television. Raw, SmackDown, TNA Impact, which is moving nights. Moving to Wednesday, starting this coming Wednesday. So if you're hearing it here for the first time, set your DVRs a day early for TNA Impact. They are moving dates. We'll talk about that. Plus, yes, I wrestled last night. I am alive. Talk a little bit about that if we feel like it, if we have time. Plus all of the other news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. As of right now, for those of you checking out the odds, Brock Lesnar still a favorite over John Cena. Most people expecting Brock to win, since John Cena won their first match, and it would make no sense for Brock Lesnar to break the streak and then go into SummerSlam and lose the championship match. The big question, not just who will win, and of course, these odds could swing. John Cena could end up with the title at the end of the night. But if Brock Lesnar does win, what do you do with the WWE title from this point forward? Are they really going to take that belt off television and house shows from now until WrestleMania? Or is there another plan in the works? We're going to talk about all of that and so much more. Going to be a fun time, so stick around, everybody, back in just a moment. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Traveling in the off-season can save you money. That may sound obvious, but how do you know when off-season is? This is Pauline Frommer, editor of Frommer's, with the answer straight ahead, brought to you by Hotels.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Hotel doors are for privacy. They're also the best way to get inside your room. The twin beds in hotels aren't special made beds for twins. When you spend less on a hotel room, you still get to use the entire hotel room.
Get up to 40% off hotels during the summer sale. Hurry and book by August 4th for travel by August 18th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Off-season can vary by destination, but it's almost always while school is in session. Or travel just after peak times, the weeks immediately following big holidays, to get great deals in otherwise pricey locales. And remember, Hotels.com is the obvious choice when you're looking to book a great hotel room at a great price.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. And Mike, we're here to talk about SummerSlam and so much more. What's going on in your life?
I'm just the countdown has begun to the SummerSlam party that will take place at Casa de Semp. It's not as much of a party as it used to be in the past because I have kids and I don't want to deal with any of those people anymore coming over, eating up all my food, getting in the way, bothering me. So it's just going to be me and the boy sitting there watching SummerSlam tonight.
Wow, not even having any friends over.
Not trying to have anybody over. See, I still got to work tomorrow morning, so that's one of the things right there. Plus, again, I just don't want to be bothered. I want to sit and watch this this match that almost seemingly has never taken place before. It's almost been a figment of people's imaginations. When these superstars are asked about it, they try to recollect back and they go, I think John Cena and Brock Lesnar had a match. I think there was a chain. There were things involved, but I can't quite recall what happens. And then they make their selection on who they think is going to win. I just want to take all of that in myself.
What's your boy excited to see tonight?
I think Cena and Lesnar. I still think that's the biggest deal for him. He's got no care, really, with Stephanie and Brie. That's actually my wife's biggest thing. She would, and no surprise there, she's most interested in seeing that. But I think if it's not the main event, because he is a John Cena guy, and Brock Lesnar being larger than life, and my son, of course, having to live with me, so he has been influenced with the UFC stuff. He's very in tune to who Brock Lesnar is as well. So I know he's excited for that, but I think maybe outside of that, if there was going to be something, Swagger Rusev, because it's been such a cartoon, and he's a big Dolph Ziggler fan as well, too. So he and The Miz, who, again, The Miz, it's amazing for all of us out there who he drives absolutely nuts, and we don't necessarily want to see him on our TVs, certainly wouldn't be our first choices. When you hit the age of like 17, 18, and mostly, you know, 16 and under, The Miz does have a draw over these kids for whatever reason it is. So Dolph and The Miz is probably next up on his
list. Tell me more about this. What draw does The Miz have over these youngsters? This is the first I've heard of this.
Well, not necessarily. Remember when the guy called in and he had his daughter in the car and he said, you know, guess who my daughter has bought 2 t-shirts, I think it was.
Million.
Guess who they're of.
Yeah.
And I almost actually said The Miz, and then it ultimately ended up being The Miz. And whatever it is, whether it's appearances on the Teen Choice Awards, whether it's the baby face and the goofiness and all that sort of stuff, the MTV thing, because, again, there were people that I wasn't a real world fan that saw him on there. And I guess he probably did some of the other things after that as well before he joined Tough Enough. There is some sort of draw, whatever it is, with guys like him and Kofi Kingston. And there's a handful others that, for whatever reason, kids just and younger people tend to gravitate to. I know with The Miz, too, him having the shirts that haters love me and stuff like that. There's been a lot of that, you know, type of merchandise out where, you know, hello, I'm awesome. Some of that stuff probably had a little bit to do with it, too.
Well, to be fair, I have enjoyed Miz more in his latest run than I ever have before. And did you watch SmackDown this week with the Roman Reigns Miz TV segment?
That's the only thing I watched on SmackDown, because somebody had tweeted, and I sent it to you, the shot of Roman hitting The Miz, which the wobble of his face, I did actually have to go out of my way to see that segment just to see how good it was.
Was that not great?
It was awesome.
Which, I thought
I'm saying,
that was
I sent
great.
You the picture. You were actually there, which How many times did they re-show that on the monitor?
I think at least I think they showed it at least three times after it happened, and then later in the evening they showed it again. It was great. It was great.
Yeah, and you can see Reigns with his fingers out. You know, it's not like he delivered some sort of Dick Murdoch, you know, right hand from 1976, you know, to the front row of the crowd, making sure you knew it was real. But it was a great shot, and Miz sold it great with the glasses flying off and everything. And yeah, that was, I don't know who said it this week on one of the shows, but there was, I think everybody had a little bit of concern with Roman Reigns after the last pay-per-view and would people really take to him. But by putting him in the first segment, by limiting how much he talks, and by making him look like the Superman that people want him to be in the matches, they are buying, you know, a good deal of time here. Hopefully they're buying themselves a good deal of time to make sure that Roman Reigns is in the position they want him to be as we chug towards the end of the year, get into Royal Rumble, and then obviously up to WrestleMania next year.
The only thing that I didn't like about it, I can't even believe I'm being critical of it because I thought it was so awesome. But if I were going to be critical of one thing, it's that I really like the Miz storyline of he thinks he's like a big time movie star and he doesn't want anybody to touch his face. And to me, it's something where you build to it, you build to it, you build to it. He avoids getting hit in the face. And then finally somebody just wallops him, whether it be the Superman punch or I think the original idea was the big bro kick to the face. And then you get the big pop out of it. But now it's sort of like his gimmick is he doesn't like being hit in the face, so he gets hit in the face every single day, which I guess is kind of funny, but it turns it into more like a, it's just sort of like a mid-card act now. You know, he's the geek that always gets punched in the face.
This isn't exactly, I guess, Flair and Tommy Young doing the push-down spot in every match or something like that.
Or what was that match? Was it, I think it might have been like, there was a Chris Benoit match. This was a long time ago in WCW. And it was built around the chop. I can't remember who he was wrestling. But they avoided the chop, they avoided the chop, they avoided the chop. And finally somebody went to do like the headstand in the corner and they landed on the ground, but Benoit had not run under them. And so they turned around and he chopped them so hard. And the place just went absolutely crazy that this chop had finally been delivered. That's what I'm talking about here. And that was just in one match. You know, Miz could have built it up over a period of time. And then finally he's got like a big match. And ideally, like, if the belt meant anything, you build up to that one big match, and not only does he get hit in the face, but that's the finish, and he loses the title. That, to me, is like, that's where I would have gone with the whole thing, but what the heck? It was a funny punch. It was great. It made the segment awesome, and Roman Reigns is their guy.
And you know how WWE is, too. I mean, if this is something, because of the position that belt's in, and frankly, the position that The Miz is in, you know, if this is going to be a move that's built up to every match, you know, like one of those flare flops or a Santino salute or something like that, I don't think that would be all that bad of a deal, too. Like Dolph Ziggler tonight, obviously Miz is going to be, you know, dodging his face because he's in Hollywood in the whole nine yards, and it builds up to, you know, him with a backhand to the face or even, you know, something that leads to the finisher. I think if you do that in every match, as long as you have a creative way to get to it, and he doesn't necessarily do it every week, I still think it could be an effective thing because he is a mid-card kind of, well, geek.
Yeah, he's a mid-card geek. But hey, he's an entertaining mid-card geek. That's all I care about. So tonight, it is Miz and Dolph Ziggler for the title. It is a secondary title. It doesn't really matter. Ziggler has been pushed hard on television of late. Actually, he's been pushed hard on Raw. The gimmick is he wins on every Raw and loses on every SmackDown with a couple of exceptions.
Which I guess is good, right?
Sure. I don't know. I think that they just put the belt on Miz. The days of changing the title every single week are over. I think that it was just kind of like a Dolph Ziggler build and tease leading to him losing in this match and Miz retaining the title.
Yeah, I think so, too. And maybe they even go out further with this onto another TV show. Or, you know, maybe to the next pay-per-view, which is, what, Night of Champions or something like that. I could see that happening. I don't know when Sheamus is coming back. And to me, I don't care when you do it. You have got to merge those titles. And I'm still holding out hope.
Actually, Sheamus has been back.
Oh, well, see, again, maybe do that at Night of Champions. You know, merge those two titles. Make it a big deal for your $9.99. You're getting a special match in that they're unifying the belts at Night of Champions. I think it makes more sense with The Miz doing it as opposed to Dolph Ziggler doing it.
Well, if you merge the titles, it would certainly... We'll talk when we come back from the break about Lesnar and Cena more, but if Lesnar wins a title and is working a limited schedule... you're either doing house shows with no belt, or you're going to have to merge those titles, I think, and put them on a guy, a star, and that'll sort of be your main title for the time being. I don't know if they're going to do that, but we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break, because we have to preview this whole SummerSlam event, which is coming up immediately after the show goes off the air from Los Angeles, the biggest WWE pay-per-view of the summer. Back in just a moment, everybody. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if... Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline at USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Here on Super China Buffet Day, it is the annual Empire eating holiday. We all go to buffets around the country, eat like crazy people, and then go watch SummerSlam. Great way for folks to meet other wrestling fans through the website. Probably too late for most of you listening to this, but hey, there's always next year. We are heading to the Tulalip Buffet, and we're going to have a good time eating there, and then heading to my house for the pay-per-view. Always risky business, having everyone over to my house for a pay-per-view, especially if someone in particular shows up. Won't mention any names, but it's going to be fun, one way or the other. It's going to be fun. The Brock Lesnar-John Cena match is the main event of SummerSlam. Brock Lesnar is currently the odds-on favorite to win. I think he's going to win. Listen, if I were in charge, Brock Lesnar would hijack that title and he would hold it until WrestleMania, where Roman Reigns would beat him and become the champion. Now, the problem with this is that WWE is in a tenuous state. The network numbers have not been great. The big renewal period is coming up. There's a decent chance the domestic numbers may end up lower after that period than they were before, because I think there are a lot of people that are going to do six-month commitments every year starting in January, so they get WrestleMania season and SummerSlam, and then I think they'll quit until the next Royal Rumble season. But I believe that Vince McMahon is going to panic if they put the title on Brock and they want to keep it on him through WrestleMania. I think that the network numbers are going to come in. I think the house show numbers are going to come in. And whether or not this has anything to do with the WWE title, I think that if these numbers come in and they're not great, he's going to go, oh my God, we've got to get the championship back. We've got to put it back on John Cena or whoever. And I think that he's going to change his mind. I don't think he's going to be able to hold the course through WrestleMania. I would prefer that, but I don't think he's going to do it. What are your thoughts, Mike? Who wins this match and how long does Brock hold this title?
It's a really, really good question. I think Brock definitely wins this match. How long he holds it for, I don't know. And you're really, it's hard to believe that Vince won't panic, because they have panicked so many times for so many different reasons, and they've made rash decisions and gone off the direction that they were going, because again, panic sets in. If you have Brock win the title and then have him lose it, say it, I don't know, however and whenever, you know, whether it's even you strip it off of him because he does something so diabolical, they take the title off so they're able to drum up interest and lead to him at Royal Rumble or something like that. I think it really hurts him losing to, or him beating The Undertaker this past WrestleMania. I don't even think he should lose at this upcoming WrestleMania. I think you need to put an agreement in place with Brock where, to me, at least for like another year, that means something. You know, him coming back is this, you know, major big event and big deal. That means something. And I'll completely understand if he does lose at this WrestleMania. But, you know, say somebody like a Roman Reigns, is he going to be ready? If he's not ready or they don't have a better plan, I think he should just hold on to it the entire time. I think they have, you know, panicked with, we cannot have John Cena on TV. Well, Cena hasn't really been on TV. It hasn't been that big of a deal. As long as you have Paul Heyman in the mix, doesn't necessarily mean you have to have Brock Lesnar on TV every week. There's creative things you can do to have Brock Lesnar not on TV, to not have the world champion on TV, but still have everybody on there wanting to get to him or get at him. It takes a little bit of creativity, and I don't think they should panic. Will they panic? They may. But if any decision they do is made off of that, it to me, it's going to be a bad one. The same way, if your plan is to have John Cena win tonight, I think that's just a big, big mistake. It's time for Lesnar to beat Cena. It's time for everybody to kind of focus on him and have the whole company kind of angling up at his direction, and you use him as either the bully on TV when he is on TV, or as this massive shadow in the room where Heyman is out there running his mouth for him and running his mouth for the, you know, for Brock Lesnar. I think that makes more sense.
Also on the show, it is the Stephanie McMahon versus Brie Bella match. And
the reason a lot of people are tuning in.
A lot of people are very interested in this match. That's not even a joke. I don't know how many are more interested in that than Lesnar and Cena. But they've done a pretty good job building it up, at least until Monday when they brought back Claire Lynch, which I don't know why.
Sort of legit, folks.
Sometimes you got something. Like, they peaked, I think, 2 weeks ago on Raw. And so really all you needed on Raw Monday was just like a video recap of how awesome everything was, but they couldn't help themselves. They had to do another angle and it sucked. So I wasn't a fan of that, but you know what? It's still probably going to be a lot of fun. They've been working on their match a lot. They're working very hard to have a good match. They're going to get some time. So we'll see. Brie Bella's turned into a pretty good worker. Daniel Bryan's obviously helped her out a lot. Stephanie McMahon, I think, if they work it out in their smoke and mirrors, I'm sure this can be fine. And big question is, what do you do here? Brie Bella could win, but she could also lose. I know that was very profound what I just said right there.
Very deep.
I'm just thinking that, like, Nikki Bella, I think at the end of the day, Nikki Bella is going to screw her sister. So the question is, like, normally you could go, okay, well, they're probably going to have a series. You know, Brie can win this one. You set up a return match, and then her sister screws her, and Stephanie gets the win or something like that. But because it's Stephanie McMahon, this all changes because I don't know if Stephanie McMahon is coming back for a match at Night of Champions. I kind of think it's a one-off. And if it's a one-off and you're going to have her sister screw her, then pretty much Brie doesn't win this match. Stephanie McMahon wins. So it's just kind of weird to do like a one-off and the heel authority figure beats the wrestler. But I suppose the whole thing could be that Brie is then going to do a feud with Nikki and then Brie gets the win in the end. So the babyface gets their big win. But I don't know what they're going to do, but a lot of people interested in this match, Mike.
When's the next season of Total Divas begin taping?
Oh, it's already taping.
They're in Los Angeles. They're in Hollywood.
They taped a ton of stuff. It's getting ready to air.
Wonder if Nikki Bella is going to screw Brie Bella. And you know what? I again think the same thing for obvious reasons. Is Stephanie really going to be in the mix? At least, you know, as a competitor, I think there's just more you can do with Nikki and Brie, whether it's got to do with Daniel Bryan being there. And again, there's so many, it's all soap opera-ish and it's all, you know, sports entertainment-ish, but there's a lot of things I think you can do going in that direction and still keep Stephanie involved as a thorn in Brie's side or something like that. But I think the same way you do, Nikki ends up getting it over. And here's the other thing. I can even see Brie winning, but the bottom line will still be the same thing, whether it's, you know, Nikki comes out afterwards and, you know, they're both got Stephanie cornered and she's going to do something and then Nikki turns on her. So you could even see Brie winning here. I think the biggest thing about this is what the swerve is going to be at the end that leads us to whatever it's going to lead us to.
So Brie could win and then Nikki screws her or attacks her or something after the match.
Absolutely.
Something,
you know,
has to make sense, though. I need like a, I hope they've got when she does turn, I hope they've got like a really good explanation for it. Because really, in the storyline, Brie got Nikki a raise, right?
Yeah, actually she did.
She got her a raise.
The deals.
Yeah. Now, she did get her a raise.
Maybe Stephanie, when Nikki went in to sign that deal, Stephanie gave her even more money and said, look, let me tell you something here. You know, this girl is no good for you. You know, your sister, it's time for you to break away. Her husband's a bum and she's a wench. And let me tell you something, being on our side in this whole thing, it'll pay off. And win or lose, I don't want you to interfere for me, but win or lose in that match, it's time for you to break ties with your sister. And I'm telling you, we will take great care of you. Look, Eva Marie's on TV. Imagine what we could do for you.
Oh, dear God. Eva Marie. She's on TV all right, Mike. What's your son think of Eva Marie?
Doesn't like her.
Really?
Nope.
Wow.
Not a fan.
Man, Craig's son is smitten and Buddy's son smitten. They just don't get wrestling, you know what I mean?
That's, hey, well,
actually, she's a beautiful woman. But my God.
Yes, she is.
In
yes,
the
she
ring.
Is,
oh, my God.
I think Avery's a little more like his father, a little more of a Layla fan.
Oh, yeah?
Likes the Layla. Likes really, really, really also like his father and his father's favorite co-host. Big fan of Alexa Bliss.
Oh, good. Good.
I think Avery's actually taller than Alexa Bliss.
He may be.
It's the blonde hair, blue eye thing. They got that connection going.
You know, I was watching, I went to SmackDown in Seattle, and AJ came out, and, you know, you see Big Show in there, and he steps over the top rope. And granted, you know, he's the Big Show. He's very tall. But then you go in there, and AJ is like, you know, she's barely, I mean, her head is barely above the top rope. And then you think about, she's probably a good, what do you think? 4 inches taller than Alexa Bliss, maybe even more.
Yeah, I think she is, because what, Bliss is 4'11"?
I think she's 4'10 or 4'11.
It's not a big girl.
So to help everybody visualize this, That would be 4 inches shorter than Rey Mysterio, whose gimmick is that he hits the middle rope. I can't wait till she gets called up.
Same here. And I, you know, I don't know how it's going to be or anything like that.
Well, let me say, I changed my mind about bringing her up as part of Goldust and Stardust.
Unless she really is holding the Cosmic Key somewhere.
Well, I don't need to see them anymore. I really like them as a wrestling team, but I'm not getting a wrestling team. I'm getting a bunch of backstage vignettes, and then their first match back is their 9,000th match with Rybacksel. I don't need to see this match, like, ever again.
No.
And it's funny because...
Look, she's in shape and fit and strong for her size, so there are things you could do with her that would create an ooh and ah from the crowd. I'm almost positive.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do a break, everybody. I'm going to talk more about Rybacksel, and we'll continue previewing SummerSlam after the break. So hold on, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
We're back on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. American Forces Network as well. Big shout out to everybody there. The Cable Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio app, the TuneIn Radio app. This is the most listened to wrestling / mixed martial arts radio show in the whole world, everybody. And for more, if you just can't get enough every Sunday, daily radio shows at WrestlingObserver.com. Daily. We usually do two radio shows per day, up at WrestlingObserver.com. All available to you via podcast. They're MP3 downloads. Great audio quality. You can listen to them on the way to work, at work. You can listen to them on a commute. If you've got a long drive, you can listen to the shows. And not only do you get all of these brand new shows, but we have an on-demand library that is no joke. It may be at this point triple the size of the WWE Networked online archived library. I believe WWE Network has 2,000 hours of programming. We have 6,000 radio shows in our archives dating back to 2005. You will never run out of audio.
You know what, Brian, too, and on top of that, let me just interrupt the plug to say this. Even though WWE, we talk about how expansive their library is, they only go back to a certain amount, and there's not a lot of stuff sometimes that's showing. If you want to know about that stuff, there are shows with, let me toot my own horn here, me, Dave Meltzer, Carl Stern, yourself, and all of the amazing various guests we've had on over the years that talk at length about all of these territories and promotions that WWE, in theory, could be showing on this network.
Man, everything. You want the history of wrestling. You want Japan. You want Mexico. You want pro wrestling, mixed martial arts, everything. There's a show covering everything on this website, and 6,000 of them in the archives. So it's $9.99. That's right. People get confused about this. If you sign up for a long-term subscription, a one-year commitment, in fact, $9.99 a month is the price. If you sign up month-to-month, it is $10.99, which is a little bit cheaper than the WWE Network at $12.99 month-to-month. But you will never run out of audio. So check it out, everybody. As I've mentioned a million times, and we've had many people write in and say this, man, I liked Wrestling Observer Live. I'm so glad I signed up. Website is awesome. I love all the shows. Be one of those people. Check it out at WrestlingObserver.com. We've been talking about SummerSlam here, and I want to mention Rybacksel. As much as I make fun of this Stardust and Goldust against Rybacksel match, when I went to SmackDown, I saw Rybacksel in person live. Ryback is great. He's a very fun live event worker and a great heel. But I still never see this match ever again as long as I live. I'm done with it. I'm done with the Dust Brothers against the Rybacksel.
Absolutely. And, you know, and really, Joe Henning, help me here.
Curtis Axel.
Curtis Axel is actually, again, really good. He's not going to be a main event guy or anything like that. But as far as being a guy in tag teams and things like that, he's not being utilized to his best either. But them together, and again, like you said with Ryback, he did a couple interviews for SummerSlam and who he thought was going to win the Cena-Batista match and or the Cena-Lesnar match and all that stuff. And there is something there with him. And again, now I don't want to see him in the main event or anything like that, but as far as better utilization, great, again, another great example of it. Those four guys are spinning wheels to, it's almost comedic in how long they've been doing this thing now with the Rhodes Brothers, debuting but not debuting, being out there but not being out there. It's just been really, really weird.
Let's continue this preview here. What else is on the show today? Third from the top, it's Bray Wyatt and Chris Jericho in a singles match. Rowan and Harper are banned from ringside. Do you really think they're not going to show up at ringside, Mike? Just out of curiosity.
I have a feeling they probably
will. They set this match up by having dudes banned from ringside and they showed up anyway. Who's banning them?
And that's the thing. There'll be some sort of sleight of hand or something like that. It's if this thing's going three, which everybody thought it would, even though it was a complete surprise, I think, to a lot of people on how the last match ended with Wyatt taking the whole thing and Jericho pulling the code breaker out of nowhere to get the pin. I'm figuring Bray Wyatt wins this. There's got to be something that takes place, and I would figure it would be some sort of outside interference somehow that sets up Bray ultimately getting the Duke over Jericho.
I think Bray's got to win this one to set up the third match. Jack Swagger.
Although, I'm sorry, but if they don't go three with this, it wouldn't surprise me either because, unfortunately, you know, with all of I think everybody was excited over the possibility of Bray Wyatt matching up with Chris Jericho, whether it be promos in the ring, the whole nine yards, the whole package. I think people were really excited about that. For whatever reason, it has not clicked. And if they decided to end it 1-1 and way later on down the line, have a match on Raw or something like that to quote unquote kind of finish it, that really wouldn't shock me.
Jack Swagger and Rusev in a flag match. I don't think we have any idea what the flag match rules are yet. It's a mystery.
Yeah, and depending on where you were in the country for watching flag matches growing up, there could be a zillion and one different ways for you to win, whether it's capture the flag or cover the guy in the flag or whatever it is at the end. Maybe it's just the anthem. The amazing part is WWE has had no clue about this and have actually said two different things on both the website and what's come out of their mouths.
I predict that there have been a lot of, back and forth about what the rules are. Nobody seems to have any idea. I predict at the end of the day that it is going to be a capture the flag match so that they can give Jack Swagger a win and continue this feud for one more match and at the same time not have to pin or submit Rusev.
Now, how does this work? Does he have to fight through Rusev to get to the corner and struggle and capture the flag and he wins this? Like it's some sort of, you know, office camping excursion.
Sure.
That, you know, everybody took and it's like, okay, see if you can go capture the flag and yay, you celebrate with it at the end. How is he going to go about this?
Maybe there's some sort of Lana try something and screws up and Swagger ends up grabbing the flag. I don't know how they'll do it, but it's not the worst. I mean, if you're going to.
For Swagger's case, Lana is wearing a flag dress.
Sure.
If
you're going to win, then if you're going to beat Rusev because you want to continue this, then it's got to be a non-pinfall or submission. So I vote capture the flag for that particular match. AJ Lee and Paige for the Divas title. Doesn't really matter, I don't think. Who do you think is going to win?
Yeah, this one hasn't done a thing for me either. Paige. I don't see why AJ would win. I think this would just continue on with Paige rubbing it into her. And again, how this whole thing, you know, went down anyway with Paige winning the title. I thought that was great in the way that she did. But then AJ comes back and takes it away. I'll go with Paige winning this because to me, I guess storyline wise with how it's been going, it makes more sense. And I don't think this thing has matured yet either. I would figure there's going to be, if there's going to be a blow off, it'll be more at Night of Champions than here. So I think Paige winning would help continue this thing along.
Roman Reigns and Randy Orton, I would be baffled if Randy Orton won this match. Would make no sense. So I think the consensus would be that Roman Reigns is the winner.
Yeah, again, unless it's one of those things where Batista, because they're in L.A., comes back, which, you know, that's not a possibility. I don't know how much possible it is. There's always a chance somebody could pop up as a surprise. And maybe it's him, and that's how Reigns gets the win, or Reigns takes the loss or something like that. And I'm not for beating Roman Reigns, but I think you can do it in a really convoluted way that doesn't hurt him if it's, you know, top guys like a Batista or a Triple H helping Randy out to go ahead and do it. And again, you know, the only reason I would say do something like that is so you can extend it out again at Night of Champions, because I don't know exactly if they're what they would be in the mix at Night of Champions for if it's not with each other. So for that reason alone, I'll go with Orton getting a really, you know, dirty win.
We got Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose in a lumberjack match, and I originally figured, well, obviously, probably this is going to be a series, so it doesn't really matter who wins here. You're going to do another match at Night of Champions and then another match at Hell in a Cell, so, you know, we'll just, it's irrelevant. One guy wins here, the other guy wins the next time, and then probably the babyface wins in the end. But with Dean Ambrose having signed to do a movie, a WWE Films movie, and he's going to start filming at the end of August. I mean, depending on his shooting schedule, he may not be around for those shows. So this could just be a blow-off. I don't know. I don't really
ever. What kind of amazing nonsense is that?
I don't know. I didn't book him in the movie. The odds makers here. Well, we're going to go over all the odds in just a second. But for Ambrose and Rollins, I want to see what these odds are. Seth Rollins is currently a slight favorite, probably because of the feeling that Ambrose will be gone doing the movie. But again, you don't know what the shooting schedule is going to be. It is a WWE film, so maybe they can work it in such a way that Ambrose can still show up at TV and on the pay-per-view. So, who's your pick?
I guess I'll go with Rollins because of the whole movie thing, even though, again, we can talk about it more as we, you know, a little bit later maybe. But you know, you had 5 weeks of TV to lead into the September pay-per-view Night of Champions. Then you had 5 weeks after that to lead into October, where, you know, you've already pushed it off 1 month. You know, to me, this, you could have went with this, and you had so much time to do so many good things with these guys who people are invested in and people, you know, actually care about. They were actually pissed off they didn't wrestle on the last show. And you have all these cool things you could do. I mean, I thought they were going to have some sort of, like, you know, Compton street fight, and it ends up being a lumberjack match, which screams, you know, and this is the babyface picking it, which to me screams that he's got to be screwed by somebody on the outside there. And whether, I don't know what direction they're going to take, but, you know, just for that reason alone, you'd figure they're going to have at least a second match, if not three, you know, at least, you know, three matches. So with the whole thing with the movie and everything now being involved, I'll go with Rollins winning, because to me, no matter what happens, that would make the most sense. But it's very disappointing to me that they would go ahead and put him in that position where, again, you could have these two guys blowing up against each other, and they desperately need something like for that to happen too. I'm blown away by the mentality of taking him out of this and having him do movies. Again, there's a lot of time. Maybe he doesn't miss all that much, but to me, this is just really poor planning.
Well, we don't know. We still don't know what the shooting schedule will be. He may be around for all of this stuff. They may be able to still do some sort of program with him. I mean, maybe they could just even injure him to keep him out of the, you know, out of the ring off Raw for a month. But then he says that he'll be back in time for Night of Champions for another match. A lot of ways they could go. I guess we'll see what they do tonight. But as noted, Rollins is the favorite. None of this really means anything right now. This can all change. Quick look at the odds here. Stephanie McMahon is the favorite over Brie Bella, -150 to +110. So presumably they're thinking that that Nikki is probably going to screw Brie. So Stephanie McMahon, the favorite there. For the Intercontinental title, The Miz is the favorite over Dolph Ziggler, as we had predicted. Orton versus Reigns. Roman Reigns is the favorite. Really only by, he's -700. I would expect it to have been -7,000, but apparently not. One outlet here does have him at -1,600, but, he is obviously the favorite there. Wyatt versus Jericho. We've got, Bray Wyatt at a -1,000 favorite, as one would expect, since, Jericho won the first battle. Divas title, AJ -200, but it is close. So almost a pick'em there. And finally, Jack Swagger versus Rusev. Swagger -162 to Rusev +120. So Swagger is a slight favorite. I would presume that, as noted, probably some finish where Rusev does not get pinned or submitted. And this feud must continue. All right, we're going to head to a break. Everybody back in just a moment. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free.
That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
We're back on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Man, I ran downstairs during the break and ran back upstairs. I'm gasping for air. Still,
see, this is why Granny didn't want you to do any moves off the top rope. You have gotten so old now. Just one little match, and now you're so broken down. Arthritis kicking in, can't run the steps.
I'm still recovering from yesterday.
Lord.
Had a match against, actually, he's 47. So I can only imagine how he's feeling today. But we went out there last night in Portland and wrestled for 16 minutes.
You and Buddy Wayne.
In an opener, that's right. Buddy
and
Wayne.
The opener's trying to steal the show from those young kids, you wily vets getting in there first.
If we stole the show with a match that started with an 8-minute headlock battle, I don't know what to say about that.
Hey, I tell you what, I have the confidence that you two were Nakamura and Shibata-like to start that with a very, hey, let me tell you something. For anybody that's ever actually been in a shoot headlock before, and I have, not the most comfortable thing in the world.
No, I was working very hard to cauliflower his ears. That was my, it's a badge of honor, Mike, cauliflowered ears.
That's what they would always tell me, is the guy would like rub my ear into my headpiece into the mat.
Oh yeah, yeah. Man, no headpieces in this match, Mike. We're hardcore.
So you lose an ear that way.
Chop the living hell out of each other. My chest is just all beaten up and blue and red and purple. I'm sure his is worse. Yeah, we had a I'll just say this. We earned our money last night. That I will say. Buddy and I went out there and we earned our money. So I was very happy with it.
Who won, by the way?
I did. Senton off the top. Come on, Mike. Get with the program.
Just wanted everybody to know that.
That's right. That's
don't
right.
Do
I don't lose at this stage of my career, Mike. Those days are over. All right, everybody. We'll head back here at the top of the hour. It's our hourly break, so we'll be back in 7 minutes with more Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.